Lesson 4. A Helping Hand. Page 34. Exercise 4. Listen and check your answers to Exercise 3.
Hi, Grandma. Are you going to your doctor's appointment next week?
Yes, I am. But I'm not sure how I'll get there. I don't drive anymore. So I need to find a solution.
Don't worry, Grandma. I'm coming with you. We can take the bus. I'm talking to Mom later about leaving basketball practice early that day so I can help you.
That's so sweet of you. I'm not just going to the doctor, though. I'm stopping by the pharmacy for my new medicine, too. Are you okay with that?
Of course. I'll go everywhere you need to. After the doctor, we're going to the pharmacy, and we're stopping for ice cream after that. I think we both deserve a treat.
Ice cream sounds wonderful. I'm looking forward to it. I'm bringing my list with questions for the doctor, too. It's so easy to forget things when I'm there.
Good idea, Grandma. And I'll remind you of anything you forget. We won't miss a thing. What time is your appointment?
It's at 2:30 in the afternoon, so I'm planning to be ready around 2 o'clock. Are you coming over here first, or are we meeting there?
I'm coming to your house around 1:45. We'll leave a bit early so we don't rush. I'll help you get ready and make sure we're on time.
That's a perfect plan. I'm so glad you're coming with me. And after the pharmacy, I'm hoping to stop at the little store for some fruit. Would that be okay?
Sure. We'll stop anywhere you need. I'm helping with your bags, too, so you don't have to carry anything heavy.
You're being so helpful. Thank you. It makes everything easier to plan.
No problem, Grandma. I like spending time with you. We'll have a nice little adventure together.
I agree. We're going to have a lovely day.